Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSP AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening live while we're on in the mornings on Thursday, please call in if you'd like to at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me during the show or after or before at bruce@brucesallen.com. Our next segment is the men's room with our by now regular guest, Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of the bettermen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. Bettermen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to my show.
Good morning. It's Thursday morning. Where else could I possibly be?
Well, it's also beautiful and sunny here.
Yes,
I imagine.
California.
Yes, indeed. We are lucky to be here. You know, on this subject of shame, I know that you've dealt with men and their shame issues in your groups and your weekends. In fact, if you recall, which I know you do, in our very first overnight with you and our group, you had shame as a significant component in one of the things we did.
Right.
So I know this subject is something you have a lot of strong feelings about, and I wonder what you'd like to say about how it relates to men and people in general.
Well, you know, you wrote the article about shame and how perhaps the lack of it is keeping us from, and our kids from, understanding right from wrong. And, you know, the problem I have with the word shame is that our men are so locked in to their own shame. Just a quick definition, a buddy of mine, Mike, said this. He said, guilt is when you've done something wrong, and shame is when there's something wrong with you. And so our men, generally speaking, feel that there's something wrong with them. And I think that's sort of the foundation of a lot of the problems that we experience. So when we had our overnight, I think the thing you're referring to is when we, late at night, we talked about, tell the men what you don't want us to know.
Yes, that was it.
And, you know, some of the things that came out were, you know, somewhat dramatic, but in some instances, the things that were said seemed rather benign, and yet they had been torturing the men for years, these secrets that they'd been holding about things that they had done or things that they had thought.
Can you give some examples of something that is not obviously destructive that might have tortured one of the men? Nothing's coming to mind.
What can I tell you without, you know, sort of revealing too much? There are some men who might have done something inappropriate, maybe with a girl, early teens, not necessarily damaging, necessarily, but cross the line, and it sticks with them forever, you know, the bad feelings about it. And I know in some cases, some men have done a lot of work around it, and they've gone back and apologized, and still they've not been able to let it go. And it's remarkable, you know, what a negative impact that sort of thought can have on men daily.
Yeah. Ironically, we have an email that addresses this and addresses something I was going to remark about that particular evening around the campfire, but I'll let the email speak for itself, and it's addressed to you. Dear Wayne, there's much I've done in my life that I'm not only ashamed of, but have told no one ever. I'm not sure what to do with these feelings. And it's signed, Ashamed in Burbank.
There's nothing to be ashamed of living in Burbank. First, take care of that. My wife's from Burbank.
We forgive her.
One of the things that men discover when they get into a circle and they hear from other men is that these other guys think just like they do. They've had thoughts and experiences. They've done foolish things. They've hurt people. And we have that in common. The problem is that we are locked into that notion of this is who we are. It's just something we did. And it's one of the most important things that men do for each other is to sort of normalize what's happened and then focus on the future in terms of the kind of man that you want to be, the kind of husband and father you want to be.
It would seem to me that this email person, ashamed in Burbank, by keeping it in, is only making the problem worse and isolating himself more.
Well, like any secret, you know, it's like a boogeyman. It just becomes a bigger and bigger monster over time. The fact is, once it's revealed, its power is diminished significantly, and then you can start dealing with it on a more rational and adult level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny. I remember that overnight that we went around the circle, and most of the men did, in fact, reveal something, and there was one man that didn't, and basically said he had nothing that he was ashamed about, which, of course, in our work and the work you do, is usually a signal that there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And I think that was a case, again, like Ashamed in Burbank, where keeping it inside not only doesn't allow you to process it and grow from it, but it allows it to percolate and get worse.
Well, we're very good at denying and storing things away, and so some of us have had really traumatic experiences when we were younger, and so we stored all that negative stuff away. And worked with a lot of men who've gotten to a point where they literally have forgotten it. There's no connection, no conscious connection, and yet those events continue to rule their lives. And so it's a very painful process to reconnect with that, but ultimately it's gratifying because you can let a lot of it go and move on.
Agreed, and I've witnessed it, and I participated in it, and I really do encourage men that do not have good men in their lives to seek it in some form or another, and through Wayne is an obvious channel that I recommend. Next week, by the way, Wayne, as a reminder, we're going to have a Father's Day tribute show, and I've invited our listeners, readers, and for that matter, you could put the same out on your newsletters to send in tributes to their fathers. And I know that, again, one of the components, without revealing every detail of what you do in your work, but one of the big components that you sometimes deal with is men's relationships with their fathers. And I guess we will talk about that in more detail on Father's Day, but it is, like shame, something that defines men. And maybe you can give a preview of some thoughts you might have on that for next week.
Despite the relationship that you had with your father, you are the man you are today in large part because of your dad. And there's a lot of important work, I think, that all men's circles do around father, because it's a key relationship. So, yeah, there's much to talk about.
You are very gender specific. Do you feel with men it is the dad is a more powerful influence, and with women it's the mother, or how do you compare the genders in this regard?
Look, we are impacted by our mothers, obviously. I think that we're reluctant to do the work around our fathers. It's not something.
Is the we meaning men or
yes,
men and women?
I think men more than women. I think women are a bit more aware of the way they're affected by their dads. And look, women are more apt to do work on themselves anyway. So we're sort of in straitjackets around self-growth as it is. But when it comes to looking at that intimate relationship with our dad, many of whom did not know how to have intimate relationships, it becomes a very difficult process.
We're almost running out of time. I think the other thing actually that relates to the whole dad question, which we may or may not cover next week, which I would like to be a more positive show, but the absence of dads in so many people's lives in certain segments of society has obviously had a horribly destructive effect.
Yes, it has, and but it's interesting. In my life, my dad died when I was 9, and so I grew up without a man, and it put me on this path of finding father and ultimately playing father to so many men. So there can be a silver lining too.
Wayne, we're just about out of time. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you.
You can reach me at the beach. Yeah, I'm at bettermen.org. You can get a copy of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts. the Relationship Manual for Men. Women, you can get that for your men. It's a good place to start this work. And you can find out about all the other things that we offer men and their families.
How about giving your book away as one of our prizes, Wayne?
Well, I'd be happy to, because it would be quite a prize. So how do you want to do that, Bruce?
I'll discuss that with you later. It is time for a break. Thank you, Wayne. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.